Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Overnight America. Oh boy. Winter weather advisory going down. The storm hit a little bit later than anyone anticipated. Joining us now from AccuWeather meteorologist Brett Edwards. Thanks for joining us here right at the start of the show, Brett.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
So what happened to push this storm back by a few hours? Everyone was anticipating, you know, 5 and 6 o'clock.
Well, it does look like, you know, a little bit of dry air with a lot of these storms. They need plenty of that Gulf moisture as that slowly pushes northward. Unfortunately, it does look like a little bit of dry air from the north just held on for dear life and wouldn't move. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, that pushed it back a couple of hours for you guys. I know across much of the St. Louis area right now, it looks like still some freezing rain and some snow across parts of the area. You get a little bit farther south and west, we are seeing that change over to rain slowly starting to take place.
Yeah, they were definitely prepared for it. So the St. Louis County Transportation Department spokesman, we had them in the news, Dave Ron, says, crews are out salting, plowing. They were ready for this. Now, when you say it was delayed a little bit, is there a chance that this storm just kind of parks itself over St. Louis and it gets a little worse than they thought?
Oh, right now, it does not look like that's going to be the case, luckily, for much of the St. Louis area. It looks like this storm, very progressive, just going to continue to march on through the area. It still looks like we're going to see a full transition over to rain here within the next few hours. And then that's just going to, you know, continue here with some light rain showers through the early morning hours of Wednesday. And as the storm just slowly drifts into the out east and out of our area.
So are we still looking at potential ice, or is that primarily just going to be wet now?
Still watching that threat for some freezing rain. I know a few areas in and around the city are reporting freezing rain with temperatures of 31 and 32 degrees. So that is still a noticeable threat. And of course, any freezing rain can produce icy spots that can create slippery roads. You can slip in your car, slip while walking. Still a noticeable threat here that should diminish here within the next couple of hours for much of the area, though. So just a few more hours and we will see that switch over to rain. We can finally start to melt some of this away.
Is that what that album by Bon Jovi's about, Slippery When Wet? Is it a weather album? I can't remember.
Oh boy, I don't hate me for this. I've never heard of that album.
You've never heard of Slippery When Wet, Bon Jovi?
I've heard of some Bon Jovi, just not that one.
I made a stupid joke and never mind, it didn't really land. I get that. Basically, that joke is the equivalent of someone walking out and immediately slipping on the ice. That was me just biting it. So when you say that it's going to switch over to rain, what time in the morning do you think we're going to start seeing that?
Oh, I think here within the next couple of hours, it's not going to be morning. It's going to be here still in the lovely overnight hours. It looks like probably for the southern suburbs and maybe parts of downtown, probably closer to 2 in the morning. Hmm. And then for the north and west suburbs, that'll be a little bit delayed, maybe closer to 3 a.m. But by the morning commute for everyone, it looks like it should be all rain at that point.
Yeah, and they were sending tweets out. MoDOT and some of the people preparing in the cities were making it sound like if you could avoid traveling during rush hour on Tuesday night, avoid it because everything's going to be terrible. And then there was nothing up until the last, I don't know, hour and a half or so here in St. Louis. And now it seems to be pretty mild right now. So after 2 o'clock and into the morning, it looks like, does that mean that system's going to be out of our way, or is that primarily the temperature changes so it's not much of a threat?
Primarily the temperature change. I think we're still going to see some rain showers across parts of the area into Wednesday morning, but the bulk of that should just be rain. And then as we push through, the remainder of Wednesday should be mostly dry. A little bit of cold air makes its way back into the St. Louis area Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Temperatures do drop back below freezing, so there may be another lingering flurry Wednesday night, but light. It's a flurry. It's
Is that how you guys handle flurries?
It's a very technical term.
Just like that. before we go, can I find out what the temperature is in Glasgow, Montana?
Of course.
I wonder how they're doing up there. My friends up in Glasgow. I need to connect with the radio station that's up there. They have a public broadcasting station, PBS, and maybe we can do a late night hookup with them at some point. I'm concerned with them. I'm concerned it's too cold.
I'm concerned too, but if for anyone who was listening yesterday, we asked the same question. Yesterday it was like negative 24 at this time, a little bit warmer today. It's up to negative 6.
Oh, Glasgow.
It's a heat wave. That's, you break out the swimsuit, you go swimming, you sunbathe in that.
Yes, you would. Shorts. If you always see some of the kids out on the school bus waiting in shorts. And you wonder to yourself, how in the world do their parents let them out of the house wearing shorts? Well, this is short weather for them right now.
Oh, yeah, and I was that kid as well. Trust me, the parents are never happy about it. We just do it.
All right. Meteorologist Brett Edwards, thank you for giving us a live update here on Overnight America.
Yep, thanks for having me.
So one of the latest things that we had, and you may have heard it in the news, St. Louis County Transportation Department spokesman Dave Ron says crews have been out salting and plowing, expecting to stay out through the overnight. Pavement temperature is good. I like that. Hey, do you go down to the ground? And once you're an expert at this sort of thing, can you like lick your finger, touch the ground and tell, ooh, this is some good warm pavement right there? They say there's really no issues or trouble spots to report as of last check. And snow arrived later than they anticipated. I think that helped them in their preparedness. And if you're just leaving the Blues game, if you're into a spot where the roads are a little weird, I'd like to hear from you. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. So if there's any spots we should watch out for in the next couple of hours, let me know. We'll pass that along. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 1120, KMOX. Depend on it.
I have Google Maps up, and it's showing some slow spots on the roads right now. If you're out traveling, how's MoDOT doing? Are the roads clear? Is it bad? Is it good? You want to give us an update? Because there's probably a lot of people still traveling after the Blues game. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let me get to John. Hey, John, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm leaving the Blues game. I was telling when I called in, I actually used to haul up. I used to drive a tractor trailer, haul produce from the West Coast, from up in Pacific Northwest and California. Went across lots of mountain passes, heavy snow. I don't know that I've seen, it's been a while since I've seen road conditions as bad as what's on 40 right now. There's been nothing done out here.
Whoa.
You have no idea where lanes are. There's cars are all over the road as far as they're just kind of drifting back. You know, you try to get in the tracks of somebody in front of you, but I can tell there's hardly anybody on the highway here that has any idea where the lanes are.
Oh, no. So right now, when the snow's covering the lines, you can't really see where they are?
Yeah, and the worst of it is it's solid ice. It was solid ice for quite a while, even the game.
Oh, what are they talking about out there? They're salting, they said, and the pavement was good. So you're not seeing that?
No, I think MoDOT missed again right now. So, I mean, I'm managing right now about Chesterfield, managing to do about 30.
Okay.
But that's about all. And then, of course, you just people be careful because, you know, you got some people who are just kind of like, ooh, zigzagging, I'll get this lane over here, and you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
All right. Well, be safe out there, John. Thank you for the update. All right. Bye. Yeah. When I'm just looking at the maps right now, and Google Maps does a pretty decent job of showing you where some of the slow spots are. It looks like 64 and 270 in that area, mostly on 270. If you're trying to get off the ramp there, maybe heading north, that's where you're going to see some slowdowns, according to the map there. And there are a lot of slowdowns on 64. At least it shows it going eastbound. So it sounds like John was going westbound. Chuck calling in. Hey, Chuck, what's going on?
Well, we came from the Blues game, and so that was a nice win.
Yes, it was.
I'm glad finally I went to a game that they won. But at any rate, I live out in West County. I'm on Manchester right now, way past 109 on Manchester, and it's a mess. But Highway 44, just like the gentleman was saying earlier, you cannot see the lanes all the way 44 or 64 coming in to 44. And then 270 is exact same way. When we got off at Manchester, a number of accidents where people have just, you can't stop. So I don't know who's told you the lanes are clean and But boy, I've only seen like one truck. So anyway, I wanted to call because when I heard that, I'm going, what kind of information did you get there?
Oh, no. And this is actually from the St. Louis County Transportation Department.
I know. Usually they do. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They normally are good, but just tonight it's really rough.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Chuck.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Definitely be careful. All right. So this is what we're seeing. So maybe the roads aren't all that great. The pavement temperature might be okay, but the way the snow's coming down, it doesn't even look like it's snowing in downtown St. Louis right now. So I'm looking out the window. It basically, like, I can see the lines on the streets. If they're not covered. Tom calling in. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Oh, man. Dealing with these roads.
Where are you at?
I am in Jeffco between Arnold and Imperial. Mm. Came from Bridgeton, took 270 all the way to 55. And that, like Chuck said, no lanes. Everyone is picking their own lane.
Oh,
can't
no.
see anything. So once you hit 55, it looks just wet.
You know, how far down are you going? I'm on the maps, once you get past Imperial, past Barnhart, that's when it starts to slow down again.
I'm going to Barnhart.
All right, so it looks like you may miss that if you're getting off on that exit. So you might be hopefully not stuck in anything too bad. But, yeah, take it easy. So you're saying even down south, 55, you're seeing some slowdowns there too?
There was right before Arnold. Yeah. After Arnold, it's smooth sailing so far.
Ah, can you see the lines in the road?
Oh, yeah. Looks like it's raining.
Really? But it's just slippery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's taking it easy. But 270, definitely a different story.
All right. Hey, thanks, Tom.
Yep, take it easy.
Okay. Wow. So it's like I get handed this sheet of paper from our news department. So the St. Louis County Transportation Department spokesman, Dave Ron, says that crews have been out plowing and salting. We're seeing a lot of this stuff on the south, you know, so it's not necessarily all the areas. If anyone's on the north side, like if you're on maybe 70, 170, maybe 270 north there, or if you're on the Illinois side, I'd like to hear how that side is too. It seems like a lot of the stuff basically south of the city has been pretty bad. Mark, call it in. Mark, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, let's go Blues.
Yeah.
Leaving the game, and it's a mixture of rain and sleet downtown area. You could feel the sleet hitting you in the face. Sidewalks are terrible, and it's Tucker and so forth, and the streets are all slushy, almost like it was a thaw. But I think it's because of the mixture, and if it gets colder, it'll be real nasty.
Well, they're hoping that in the next couple hours, you heard AccuWeather, Brett Edwards, our meteorologist there, call in and say by about 2 o'clock, you're going to see it basically just be solid wet. It's not going to be sleet, it's not going to be snow, it's just probably going to be rain. So maybe that'll take care of some of it, but still, it's going to be right on that fringe. The temperatures are like right around that 32, so it could go either way.
Yep.
Teeter-totter, you never know.
Right.
All right, Mark. Hey, thanks for the update. Go Blues.
Yeah, 11.
That's a good number for the Blues right now. Carl, what's going on?
Hey, hello, Rod. How you doing? Let's go Blues.
All right.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that St. Louis City and County, they're just pulling the wool over people's eyes. They're using this, the beet juice brine mixture, which is a waste of taxpayer dollars. The last snowstorm we had, the snow laughed at that beet juice mixture. They need to just go ahead and use some regular salt and put it down and be done with it. They're trying to be cheap and wasting our tax dollars, because this is the second or third snowstorm that's been proven that that beet juice brand mixture is a waste of taxpayer dollars.
I'll have
and
to look at
all I need to say.
Yeah, I'll have to look how much it costs. Are you actually out right now, or are you just someone that is watching this and realizing that this beet juice isn't doing the job?
No, I'm not out right now, but I have been out there through the last storms, and I realize, and I'm a retired engineer. Let me tell you what, they are pulling the wool over the taxpayers' eyes.
Yeah.
I lived in this city for over 65 years. When you put some salt down, you won't have these problems. This newfangled, and don't get me wrong, I have no problem with new products and innovation and everything that, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That beet juice and brine is a waste of taxpayer dollars.
It's good for pickling eggs, but not so good for treating the roads.
There you go.
Thanks, Carl. Good to hear from you.
All right, good to hear from you. Bye. Thanks.
All right, good update from Carl. Stan, what's going on, Stan?
Hey, thank you so much. I'm a little new to the area. I've only been here since 1990. I'm one of those despicable from the refugees from the People's Republic of California. So I've only been driving in snow for a few years.
Okay.
And I thought I got rid of the Rams when I left L.A. Separate issue.
The snow
dropped all of a sudden. I drove from on Highway 94 from 364 to 40, stopping at a Walmart on Jungerman. And I went into the store, went in for about 45 minutes. No snow on the ground. When I came out, there was about an inch.
Hmm.
Very sticky, slimy stuff. Incredibly easy to skid on. Highway 94 between 364 and 40, no snow plow activity.
Hmm.
Went on Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Just a few minutes ago, they plowed from 70 to, where was that? 70 to just north of the junction with 94. But the northbound direction was not plowed yet. It looks like it just caught them off guard. It came down very, very quickly.
Yeah, I wonder if because it was delayed, they were anticipating it earlier and they didn't have as much staff on hand. I don't know, Stan. It seems like they should have been prepared through the entire overnight. All right, thanks for the update.
I've got a 31-degree temperature and it's not melting here. Anyway, thank you.
And it's good to have you here from California. Have a good night.
It's nice to be back in the United States of America.
Bye.
Take
care. That's funny. All right, if you're driving plow right now, because we had a lot of people calling in and saying, we're not seeing any of these plows. What are they talking about throughout their plowing? If you're driving plow right now, call me. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me where you are, what you're seeing. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Andy, what's going on, Andy?
Yeah, so evening, let's go Blues.
Yeah, Blues.
Game. Headed down 55 in what looked like cheddar cheese, and dropped a buddy off in Afton, and there were quite a few accidents on 55.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty slippery. Sleeting come out of the city. Didn't want to take 270 because of what Google was showing, so I took Lindbergh, which like had nobody on it.
Okay.
And took it all the way up to 364.
Okay.
So I'm headed out to St. Charles County.
Gotcha.
And it switched over now. When I got up here to like Lindbergh and 364, it switched over to almost like rain.
Oh, I see. So you're seeing different parts of the city have different conditions that you're driving through. What do you mean cheddar?
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like cheddar cheese.
Yeah, it's like maybe Parmesan cheese. Like somebody took a big container of Parmesan and shook it all over the road. That's what 55 was like.
And it feels like it when you're driving on it too.
Yeah, it does.
Wow. So, all right. So watch out for the Parmesan.
I just saw my first plows, right? Five lanes of plows going eastbound on 364. But clearly westbound, I haven't seen any plows and the road doesn't look like it's plowed.
And you said you went 64 to Lindbergh? Is that where you went? Up till
I took 55 to Lindbergh.
And oh wow!
Came up Lindbergh all the way to 364.
I didn't even know
went from sleet to snow to now rain.
I didn't even know Lindbergh went to 55. Wow! All right, I got something to learn here. All right, hey, thanks, Andy.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, bye. Wow, Dennis calling in. Hey, Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got off work. I work at the brewery. I got off at 11, and I'm going straight out 70 to St. Charles where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen a single plow yet, and I'm nearing Riverview in 70 right now.
Mm-hmm.
70 westbound is all slushy, and it's down to one lane at West Florissant due to an accident.
Ooh, okay. So when you're going westbound on 70, you said it's slushy. It's down to one lane because of an accident. Where was that accident at?
That was at West Florissant.
West Florissant, okay.
Yeah.
How's traffic moving? How fast are you going?
We're doing about 35 right now.
Okay.
Everybody's pretty well taking it easy.
Yeah.
But it's a snow, sleet, rain mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to watch for that. It seems like 70, I've had pretty good luck on 70 driving through snow, mostly because it seems like people, they know what they're doing on there. I don't know why. Anytime I drive coming to the station, it's the craziest drivers you've ever seen. in the snow, for whatever reason, they flip a switch and things normally go a little bit better. I don't know why that works like that. All right, hey, Dennis.
70 drivers do tend to drive a little better than people on 270. I'll give you that.
All right, thanks, Dennis.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, so it's not just a lot of the areas we've been talking about, 64, 55, 44, things like that, has not been as bad. Oh, no. Our call screener just broke. You know, let's go to break real quick. Oh, hold on here. Maybe it's fixed. Ugh, I don't think this is going to work. Yeah, we'll have to go to break. If you're holding the line, I want to get some more of your updates here. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And we'll do that right after weather on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Don't forget you can get this podcast whenever you want. It's absolutely free, too. Just search Overnight America wherever you can get your podcast at. So if you're leaving the Blues game, you may still be out on the roads, mostly because of the conditions. Things are slow. Hopefully you're taking it easy. If you want to call in a report, we're going to take some of those now. And Scotty calling in. Hey, Scotty, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? I work for the post office next door to Scott Trade. I'm one of the tractor trailer drivers, so I'm glad I got out of my truck and got out of there. But I just hit 255 east, getting off a telegraph, and I was behind four plows, and it's just like you're driving on a bowl of freshly poured cornflakes. It just crunch, crunch, crunch.
Wow, on a bowl of cornflakes. How about that?
That's exactly what it feels like. It's just crunchy, crunchy, crunchy.
So you saw the plows just, out then? You witnessed?
Oh yeah,
that.
I was behind them. I was behind four of them. Yeah, they had a king plow right in front of me.
Is it normal right now after the plows went through, or is it still a lot of maybe down to one lane, or are you still having a hard time maybe seeing some of the markers?
No, man. You can see the highway good. Once the plows went through, you can see the lanes, and everybody's doing about 30, 35. They're off following these plows.
Okay.
They're cruising.
Good. Thanks, Scotty.
Right on, man. See ya.
This is good. That's a good update. So when the plows get out there, it's actually helping a lot. Dale, what's going on, Dale?
Yes, how you doing, Go Blues?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was there, but no, the gentleman that just got off, apparently I was in front of the gang plow.
Oh, how about that?
Right at Tesson Ferry, and it's fortunate or unfortunate that I got on before in front of them because I pulled away, only being able to do about 35 miles an hour all the way up to the JB Bridge, and so if they're at Telegraph now, I've already just passed the Dupo exit, and I'm on 255. Heading east or north as it would be in the heading to Belleville.
How are the side roads in that area?
I'm not on any side roads. I'm still on 255 now.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to slow down now because I got a plow truck in front of me.
You were in front of a plow. Now you're behind a plow?
Now I'm behind one.
It's probably better to be behind the plow.
I think so. Yeah. But I got in front of that gang plow that guy was behind, and I was doing about 35, and they had to be going much slower because I lost sight of him eventually.
Yeah, I think he was driving for the postal service, so we could have had him honk for you. You would have, if he's still listening right now, if he were to give a honk out, we may even hear it on the on the air.
There's just one plow truck over here on the east side on 255 heading north on 255. I got over the JB Bridge, no problem, but it's just driving with common sense. Slow down.
That's good. Common sense.
It's pouring rain right now over here on the east side.
You know, it's Blues fans that are out right now. So there's a lot of common sense on the roadways. Yeah, thanks, Dale.
Don't survive. All right, catch it. Bye.
All right, let's go to Phil. What's going on, Phil?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I was just calling in because I was also at the Blues game with my boys. And
nice.
From the time we got on the highway to the time we got to, we took 40. We live in Wentzville, but I had to get off on Highway K, it took an hour and 20 minutes from the highway, once I was on the highway to Highway K, and the entire time from Chesterfield Mall area all the way to where I'm at now, if that was by any cars, they were just shooting sleet up on,
from
their tires up, so I couldn't see the road, no one could see the road, like other people said, you couldn't see the lanes, and so I pulled off at this Quick Trip off Highway K, and it was funny, because there were other people that were Blues fans. And I was talking to them. I'm like, you just coming back from the game? And they're like, yeah, the roads are ridiculous. So now while I'm talking to you, I finally see some plow trucks driving in front of Quick Trip heading toward the highway. So I guess they're trying to finally take care of it. But we still have rain coming down here. We got about a half an inch of snow at least, and it's you can't even see the roads anywhere that I'm at. So,
you're still waiting. What are you waiting for now? Just waiting for...
I'm going home. I just didn't want to be on the phone while I
got
I was driving.
All right.
So my boys were like, we can't wait to get home. We gotta use the restroom. So
how old are your boys?
14 and 10.
Oh, exciting game for them to be at tonight.
Yeah, and this was their first Blues game this year.
Nice.
We just been busy, but with their own sports. But I'm hoping that Wentzville cancel school tomorrow, but my wife's like, we're not sending the kids to school whether they do or not.
That's the thing. The meteorologist from AccuWeather, Brett Edwards, is saying that by about 2 o'clock, it's just going to switch over to rain. So we're not going to see the ice or the snow after that. It's going to be well before the morning. All right. Hey, thank you, Phil. Good to hear from you.
No problem. Have a good night.
Wow. Nice Blues game. I'm actually taking my son to his first Blues game this weekend. Blues taking on the Boston Bruins. Oh, that's going to be fun. Eddie, what's going on, Eddie?
Yeah, I left work at 11 in O'Fallon, took Highway 70 all the way out to Forestell, and now I'm on Highway T, and everything was covered. I saw two or three vehicles off in the ditch in between there.
Ooh. How fast are you driving?
You can't see the... I'm on Highway T, and I'm doing about 25.
Okay, and that seems to be about the going speed.
Yeah, I've got rain and a mix of rain and sleet and snow going right now, and then it was snowing in Forestell pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Is it mostly people, or they get the gist of it, it's time to slow down, be careful? Are you still seeing a lot of people slid off?
No, I just saw two. I saw two vehicles slid off. One had a tow truck getting it out. The other one was looks like they just walked off and got out of there. Mm-hmm. But everybody's been slowing down. A lot of people are driving with their hazard blinkers on.
I see.
So it hasn't been too bad.
All right, Eddie, be safe. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Frank.
Oh, we got two Ricks on the line. How about the one that's been waiting longest? Hello, Rick. You're on Lindbergh?
Hello. Yeah. How's it going?
Good.
I'm on Highway 70. I'm heading back east toward the airport, and it's pretty clear now, but Highway West was totally trash. I went all the way out to Highway 94 and to Lindenwood College and dropped off a couple people from the airport, and I've got all-wheel drive and brand-new cars, and I wasn't doing no more than 30 miles an hour. Couldn't see the rain, the road or nothing.
Were there a lot of other cars on the road?
Yeah, for the most part, but, I mean, it's just like the caller before you. Everybody's throwing up crap. You got to go slow.
Yeah.
You know, be mindful and provide plenty of stopping distance, but I'm heading back toward the airport now. I'm near Earth City exit, and the roads are pretty clear now, so between going out there and coming back, they've made some headway out here.
All right, so you drove by the airport, and you're headed towards the bridge going to St. Charles?
I was. I'm coming back now. I'm with Uber. I just dropped off some people, and I'm heading back toward the airport, and it's pretty clear. I'm actually up to 40 miles an hour now, but on the way out, I didn't do any more than 30, 32 miles an hour. And, like, again, I've got all-wheel drive and full tires, but it was just so slushy, you couldn't get through it.
Terrible. All right. Hey, be safe out there. Thanks, Rick.
You're more than welcome, bud. Go Blues!
Yeah. What an exciting time for the Blues. How in the world does that happen? You know, now, since we got a lot of Blues fans that are listening right now, I'm going to play Kevin Colleen's whole other story from the Blues. He did one about the St. Louis Blues. Let me do that. So anyone that may be traveling after the Blues game, you're going slow, I think you'll really appreciate this whole other story from Kevin Colleen.
The following is a true story. I've been called upon to be on standby in case the Blues need assistance. For years now, I've had a secret, an ability verging on a superpower at hockey games. It is because of this power that I stopped going to the games. You see, no matter how long I stay in my seat watching the action, nothing happens on the ice, so I get up and go to the men's room. And without fail, while I am in there taking care of business, I hear the horns. The Blues always score when Kevin Killeen is in the men's room. Sometimes I would only go twice a game, and I prefer to go during the action of the game itself instead of during intermissions because it's too crowded in there and one can sometimes get bashful bladder when surrounded by Teamsters. KMOX sports producer Michael Anderson says they plan to get me over to the home games for the rest of the season and get me plenty hydrated.
He shoots, he scores! Oh, baby! The Blues and the Leafs!
But no one must know of this when I am at the games. My identity and the purpose of my visit could violate NHL rules. I must appear to be just any other Blues fan in the hallway until I walk into the men's room. And even if I don't have to go, I have to because... the team needs me. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed that. I love Kevin Killeen. Producer Mike Anderson. We need to keep him hydrated. All right, this is Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. We'll have some fun tonight. I don't know if you know this, but the very first episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired February 19th, 1968. Kind of cool, right? The very first episode. So I went through the KMOX archives in at 12:30. Maybe we'll do that a little bit earlier. Yeah, about 12:30 or so. We're actually going to replay an interview with Charlie Brennan interviewing Mr. Rogers. I don't know what year that would have been. Maybe somewhere in the early 2000s, somewhere there. How cool is that, though? I'm glad we have that in the archives, number one. I messaged Charlie and I said, hey, do you mind if I play that over again? He said, absolutely, go for it. Now, I don't know if you're going to go to the Blues game. Next time you do... make sure to grab yourself a Swoverall. Swoverall. You ever heard of that? That sounds like something they would give you at a spelling bee. Swoverall. Can you use it in a sentence? The person is wearing a Swoverall. You ever heard of that term, Swoverall? It is kind of like, you know, people that work outdoors a lot, they wear some heavy-duty Carhartt overalls. And it's got the little straps on the top, and, you know, it goes around, they button it in. So it has somewhat of the suspenders, kind of like Super Mario Brothers. If you're Mario and you're doing a costume, you'd wear one of these things, except it's sweat pant material. So it goes from all the way down to your ankles, like a romper, all the way up to your chest. And then it has the kind of the suspenders that come around your shoulders, and then it clips the little buttons in the front. It's called a Swoverall. Says, don't look now. Somebody just won up the Snuggie. Who's wearing these things? I watched a video of them trying to sell them, and it was one of the weirdest. I felt dirty for watching it. I felt like my computer was going to be red flagged by the IT department, and they're going to say, what in the world is he looking at? Oh, producer Mike, I have a blue Snuggie. Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? I got laughed at. The Snuggie's practical. I like the Snuggie. Let me tell you what I do at the house. Sometimes late at night on the weekends, if I'm trying to fall asleep, I'll watch a little like YouTube or something. And what I don't like to do is have my arms out of the blanket. I like to basically have the blanket right up to my chin. I want my whole body except for my head sticking out. And if I have to have my hands outside of a blanket, man, it's like I got to find ways to cover it. I'm putting pillows on top of it. I'm folding the blankets over, whatever it is when it's cold. I'm thinking, man, I got to find my Snuggie. I've had one about, I don't know, over 10 years ago. I purchased one, and I don't know what happened to it. It was really cheap material. Now, this doesn't look like cheap material. It's wearable sweatpants and overalls for men and women. In the video I watched where they're trying to sell this to people, it shows... I don't know any other word but redneck, but it's guys, they're not wearing any shirts underneath it. So they got like their bare skin chest covered by these overalls, these sweatpants overalls. And it makes it look like, oh, we're cool. We're going to have a rooftop party in our downtown loft. You know, all right, we're going to go up to the or you know, show everyone how cool we are. And it shows that some of them are out there, they're playing basketball in these things. Who's doing this? Apparently, it's a New York City fashion designer. And they started making these things and found out people were buying them. The overalls for men have a zipper fly in the front, deep pockets, elastic jogger cuffs, and snap closures on the sides. I don't even know if I would buy this for my four-year-old. Not a chance. All the clothes that we have for him. If you found this at a Goodwill, no one would buy this there either. Who's wearing this? There's a reason cargo shorts, dad jeans, and Nike Monarchs are popular. The beauty of Swoverall is that you don't have to make that trade-off. A giant bib square pocket on the chest can hold milk. It's just giant baby children. Don't underestimate the power of the urban overall. You want to guess how much these go for? Swoveralls go for $85 each. I hate fashion. That is so stupid. Who's buying these things? Right now, they only have large and extra large. Kind of surprised that they don't have 3, 4, 5 XLs and such, because there was a boxer on Punch-Out that would have an outfit like this. What was his name? I can't remember. Was it Super Punch-Out or just regular Punch-Out? Might have been Super Punch-Out when they remade it for the Super Nintendo. I just can't believe it. You know what we're going to do next hour, too? There's some updates here, and we're going to talk about Nick Sandman's lawyers filing a massive lawsuit against the Washington Post. We're going to also talk about a giant hawk swooping in and trying to grab a puppy. I'm always worried that's going to happen with, like, my neighbor's dog. In fact, my neighbors, they have a nice big yard. They take care of it. Everything's nice and beautiful. But he always goes out with a little leash with their little tiny dog, and he says, I'm afraid a hawk's going to come and take my dog. And I thought, yeah, I don't know. I've never seen a hawk around here. And then I see this video of a hawk swooping down and trying to pick up a 2-pound dog. No thanks. You know what else is in the news? Let's see. Oh, over in Illinois. J.B. Pritzker signing a bill to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. So you can find this at KMOX.com, officially getting the raise gradually. So it goes from $8.25 an hour to $9.25 an hour starting January 1st, then to $10 an hour by July 1st, 2020, and then another dollar added in each January 1st, which is fascinating to me that they would go from January 1st, $9.25, and then they would go up 75 extra cents by July. Why wouldn't they just do it all at once? Why wouldn't they just do $1.75? Or did they, maybe they didn't want to have anything over a dollar increment at a time. But then again, you're talking about, just think you're someone that has to handle all of this on the back end. Let's say you're working at a place and there's a lot of people making minimum wage or whatever it may be. That's just what the market dictates, or that's what the demand is for that type of job. And then at the start of the year, you have to go through all the paperwork of changing all of this. And then 7 months later, have to do it all over again. Maybe I'm going to guess. Let me just throw this out there. Most employers are going to say it's not worth our time to go do the paperwork twice. We're just going to give you the full amount right in January 1st. And it also means in Illinois, we know that you guys are just, I mean, flowing in cash, right? Illinois, you're just doing so great for yourself. The entire state, you got money coming out of everything. Everywhere you look, you're driving down the highway. Oh, look at that, a money tree. Oh, they're coming in nice and thick this year. We have just been waiting for the giant money tree crop to come in. Oh, no, it's not like that in Illinois right now. So even for the state, the wage jump is going to put an extra $269 million in additional costs from the state. And that's just initially by 2021. And then it continues to go up after that. It says small business tax credits in the minimum wage plan could eat up another $23 million. And then they add an extra $59 million in income and tax receipts from the higher wages. So that's if everyone keeps their job, I guess. But, you know, that's the nice thing. You vote for these things, and it's always well-intended. You want to be able to make sure people can take care of themselves and their family, but not every job dictates that kind of pay. There are some jobs that only take $9 an hour. There's some jobs that need more, right? You know, it's unfortunate if you're working a job that would require you to make, you know, $15, $20 an hour, whatever the minimum wage they're trying to push it to. but you can't make that much unless the minimum wage is pushed up. But for every one of those jobs, there's probably another 10 other jobs that you don't need $10 an hour to do. You can talk about fast food jobs. You can talk about maybe high schoolers that are going out there and they're working these positions that they have no experience, but they want to be able to gain experience. They want to be able to gain some money. Those are the type of positions that are hurt. If you have a position that only requires, or really you don't need anything over $9 or $10 an hour or whatever it is, and then you force it up to $15, people are going to start thinking to themselves, well, maybe I don't need the person. Maybe it's not worth it all of a sudden. Maybe I can't afford to do this. And a lot of service industries are going to be faced with that, in the restaurant businesses too. Even in other places across the country, for example, in Oregon, we saw this too in Portland and Seattle and all of these other places that put the minimum wage and gradually started to make it rise. They talked about how actually the low-income wage earners, the ones that were mostly on the lowest end, the ones making minimum wage, were the ones that were hit hardest because they were getting some of their hours slashed to make up for it. They weren't allowing them to work more hours. They were actually trying to keep them at the same wage so they would reduce the hours. And it kind of had a negative effect. And they saw that, not always with the lowest income earners, but all the way people making less than $20 an hour even. So even when you start to find some people that are getting up to $20 an hour, they were affected too. It wasn't just the lowest end ones. And this was done by some pretty large universities that were doing these studies. Economists were putting time into it. Some people are, you know, they don't like looking at that data. They don't like the idea that raising the minimum wage could have a negative impact for people as opposed to a positive impact on the lowest end. But then again, you know, it's a good social thing, and it's a good, hey, you know, we want people to be able to take care of themselves. Unfortunately, there's one way to do it that they don't want to talk about, and that way is to create the jobs that pay more. That's a really good way to do it. And just keep in mind, there's always going to be jobs that don't require $20 an hour, if you want to force it or not. Coming up, we're going to talk about the big lawsuit. Nicholas Sandman, you remember him and the Covington kids? They filed their first one against the Washington Post. I'm curious, what are the odds of this actually playing out in their favor? Because we've talked to people in the past. In fact, lawyer Brad Young, who's a friend of the show, may even call in. I was texting him and said, hey, let's do this. I'm curious what he thinks, mostly because he's into it. He'll give me a pretty good sense of if they got a chance of winning this thing or not. But we'll read their lawyer's case coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.